Okay, wrapping up this morning's media day session with row six. Again, the final row before lunch break, starting 18th, starting in his first Indy 500, driving the number four Journey Rewards Chip Ganassi Racing Honda. Welcome in Kiffin Simpson. Starting 17th, he just surpassed 200 starts last year in the NTT IndyCar Series. Not that we're counting, but
yeah,
maybe we are.
Counting.
Something's like that. Driver the number 20, Guy Care Chevrolet for Ed Carpenter Racing. It is the aforementioned Ed Carpenter. And then starting 16th, last year's Rookie of the Year in the NTT IndyCar Series, driving the number 11, Ridgeline Lubricants, Chip Ganassi Racing Honda. It's Marcus Armstrong. Kevin, we'll begin with you. We've just kind of been catching up with everybody. How's your race week going on?
It's been a pretty good race week so far, I think. We had practice on Monday, and I thought it went pretty well. I was feeling a lot more confident with the pack running, getting a few more laps in, and feeling good about where we are.
And, Ed, for you, the Monday practice, what did you guys get out of that?
Yeah, I thought it went well. You know, it's been the cadence of the month has definitely been different with more delays than we've had in previous years. But I thought it was a good practice. You go from so focused on qualifying and running low downforce, just getting back into the rhythm of race running, race downforce, locking in your timing and all those things. And, you know, I think we're all three of our cars, we're quite happy with the way they feel in traffic. So just, you know, doing everything we can to be prepared for Sunday.
Yeah, and Marcus, to Ed's point, how much do you look forward to the last couple hours of practice tomorrow for Carb Day?
I'm looking forward to that a lot. Like Ed said, there's been a lot of rain delays over the course of the month, so every lap is valuable for me in particular. And I mean, tomorrow, I mean, I'm hoping for warm and windy conditions, really, as hard as possible, and just try and get some sort of dress rehearsal for Sunday.
All right, questions. We'll begin in person with row six. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. Kiffin, you are a rookie, of course, here at the Speedway, but you can count on a lot of people around you, especially Sebastian Bourdais, who is one of your coaches. Can you tell us about how he's helping you to deal with the track here?
Yeah, Seb's been a huge help for me this entire 500 week, and honestly, the whole year. He's been at a lot of races to just help me out, help me understand how IndyCar racing goes, help me understand the tracks and the car, and it's been a huge help all year, but especially here at the 500. And he'll be back around for this weekend to help out some more.
And Marcus, of course, it's your first time here on a big oval. How do you get along with everything you have to do? Of course, here at Ganassi, it's a bit tougher in qualifying than it was the previous years, but you seem like you have some good race cars.
Yeah, I think this year, obviously, it's my first season, but I've been following it pretty intensely for many years. It seems like this year there's a lot of cars capable of winning, or at least when we're doing race running, there's a lot of cars that are fast. So there's no proper standouts, I'd say. And saying that, I do feel like, as a team, we are stronger in race trim than quali this season for the 500. So once again, for me personally, it's a bit of a learning curve for sure, but I expect to just make the most of tomorrow's practice and be in the best possible position for Sunday.
Take some off of Zoom. Archie O'Reilly, Dive Bomb Motorsports. Go ahead, Archie.
Thanks, Dave. Firstly, for Marcus, just how different is this to any other discipline that you've kind of driven in the past, and can you maybe describe the sensations and the processes you've kind of been through to adapt to this?
Yeah, it's certainly different to what I'm used to. First oval race in my life, so I think the whole game is a bit more about momentum than what I'm used to. Obviously, road racing and street racing is a bit more stop-start, and at this point in my career, that's very natural and instinctual. I don't really need to think about that too much in order to maximize the car I have underneath me, whereas this is probably a bit more mentally demanding in the sense that everything is not quite as natural as it should be yet, and I mean, I sound like a broken record, but it's a learning curve. And in saying that, I believe when I get into race mode on Sunday when we're racing, it's sort of a different mentality, and you just you do the best with what you have.
Thanks, Marcus. And for Kiffin, I guess what have your overriding emotions been as a rookie coming here, driving on the oval for the first time? Has it been fear, nerves, excitement, a combination of all of those things?
It's just been a lot of excitement. It's been really cool to be out here on such a cool track, such a historic track, and just learning how to race it and learning how to drive it's been just so much fun for me. So I'm just really looking forward to getting out there and doing 500 miles on Sunday.
And for Ed, you kind of touched on the delays. From your perspective, just how much does that kind of alter and impact the program that you have planned through practice, especially obviously when you have a rookie on your team this year as well?
You know, I think I was probably a little worried about how the schedule played out for Christian, but in the end, you know, he got really comfortable really quickly, you know, and seemingly is really taken to our car and this track. So, you know, I'm not really that worried about him at this point. He's doing a fantastic job. And, you know, on Monday, he was probably our best car of the team. So, you know, he's fitting in and feeling less like a rookie all the time.
Thanks, guys. Best of luck this weekend. Thank you, Dave.
Okay. Thank you. Asher Fair from Fansided. Go ahead and unmute yourself and join us. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. First question is for Kiffin. Obviously, every race so far this year, you've managed to come through the field. How much of that allowed you to place a major focus on Indy 500 qualifying? Because this was obviously by far your best qualifying performance yet.
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole year qualifying's definitely been a struggle, and being able to maximize the reds has been a big struggle for me. But here, you've got lots of practice time on Friday to just do quali runs. So we were able to get a lot of quali runs done, and that made me a lot more confident in what I had and what I needed to do for my quali run when it was actually time to put it together. And I think all of that just played out really well for us to be able to maximize what we had.
Thank you. And then for Ed. Ed, last year, Joseph Newgarden mentioned that he was sort of mentally at peace with the idea that he might not win this race, and that actually kind of helped him to relax and sort of get the most out of himself. Have you ever taken a similar approach?
You know, I think every year is a little different. You know, there's been years that I've gone into this race feeling like we had the absolute best car and best chance of winning, and had it not pan out, there's been years where I didn't feel as confident as I wanted to be, and we've had really good races. So, you know, I try to just take all the experience I have from all my starts and be prepared for whatever comes at us on Sunday. You know, I would say as time goes on, I worry less about where I start and more so just what I have under me. You know, it's such a long race. There's so many opportunities to work your way to the front. So, not really stressed about that. Just want to make sure we get a good clean start, and you know, then start executing our game plan.
All right, thank you both. Good luck to all three of you. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Time for a couple more. Asher Ferris, you've been patiently waiting this morning. Go ahead, Asher.
Thanks, Dave. This is for all you guys. So, at Indy, what are the biggest challenges you think there will be on race day, and how do you plan to overcome them?
I guess I'll go first. I mean, I think the challenge is always the same here, you know, just being your best and having the car be its best for that final stint, final run after whatever the last restart is, whatever it may be. You know, it's easy to get caught up in things happening early in the race, but, you know, the hardest part is just being positioned properly in the end and having the balance where you need it to make a run. So that's always the most challenging part, I think, and the hardest to get right.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I think just figuring out the cadence of the race and the pacing of it will be probably the toughest part for me, and just making sure that I'm ready for the last stint, making sure the car's in a good place for the last stint, and just figuring out little things with each stint.
Yeah, I think I'll echo Ed here. I feel like it's important to keep it simple. It's obviously a very long race with many pit stops as well, so getting through the pit lane cleanly is important and probably underrated. As well, just doing all the simple things right, in and out laps, making overtakes when they're possible, and not doing it when they're not possible, and then ultimately being in the best position you can to capitalize on other people's mistakes, I suppose.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, Asher.
Do you go to school anymore, Asher?
I'm homeschooled, but yes, technically.
Oh, awesome. Good job.
Yeah.
Technically, the qualifier is nice. Yes. All right, time for one more. Alejandro Barzosa from Pit Lane Motor. Go ahead.
Thanks, Dave. Question to both Chip Ganassi drivers. Marcus, Kinfin, the team's qualifying wasn't the best one. All the drivers are out of the first 12. And you are really close into grid positions. For example, Alex is 14. Marcus is 16. Kiffin is 18. Have you had any conversations just in order to, at the beginning of the race, make a team strategy just to make some progress on the grid and arrive into the first positions, or is just every driver from himself? Thank you.
Kiffin, go for gold, mate.
No, we haven't had a team discussion. Team meetings usually the morning of the race, so if we were going to have a talk, it'd be then. That decision's more up to Chip, though, so that's probably more of a question for him. As far as us, we all want to do the best we can, and we're all going to try to move forward and put these cars up front where they should be.
That's pretty spot on. We haven't made any plans yet, but I think we were very close to the top 12 in quali, and ultimately we missed out on that last run. But I think, you know, credit needs to be given to the team, because the day before on Fast Friday it was looking worse than what it ended up being. So we made big progress overnight. So kudos to the engineering staff and the mechanics, because we found quite a lot of pace for that Saturday, and we were almost there. In fact, Alex and I were even saying how epic it would be to both be inside the top 12, which was a possibility at some point. So if we continue this rate of improvement, we'll be very good.
Thank you. We'll wrap up in person. Joy, go ahead.
So apologies if this has already been asked, but we, two rookies, neither one of you have done a three-wide start that I'm aware of, and we got a lane and a half for turn one. How do you look at navigating the start? Do you lean on Ed a little bit since y'all are sharing the row together, or what's the process there?
For sure, they should just fall in behind me. Let me show them the way, yeah.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. You guys could just fall in behind me, but, you know, we'll figure it out.
I'm sure we'll have some sort of chat, but, you know, it's a hard start. It's definitely going to be different for these guys. You know, it's still challenging having done this 20 years. There's just a lot more movement than what you see out of a normal start. And where we're starting, there's going to be a big draft with usually a pretty big checkup by the time you get to one. So it's definitely challenging, and, you know, it's important, but also, you know, the only important part about it is surviving that first lap and making sure you don't end your day too early.
So short of telling them the best advice of following you, apparently.
That was a joke. I know they're not going to do that.
But what would be, in your opinion, maybe the key to managing that start for rookies?
Yeah, I mean, we all have a responsibility to take care of our own car and to take care of people around us by making good decisions. You know, it's obvious you're not going to win the race on the first lap. So, you know, whichever one of us, you know, wins the start from our row, you know, doesn't mean that we're going to win the day.